This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. This morning, President Trump tweeted he'll be signing a trade deal with China on January 15th, just about 2 weeks from tomorrow. That's just one of several trade headlines floating around at the moment, but headlines nowadays don't always mean action. Marketplace's Justin Ho is following trade news for us today. And Justin, what do we know about what's actually happening on the 15th?
Well, we know that the president used the words large and comprehensive to describe the deal. And we do know that the U.S. and China agreed on a tentative deal earlier this month. As part of that deal, we are told that the U.S. side will lower import taxes on $112 billion worth of Chinese goods. And China apparently agreed to buy a further $40 billion in American ag exports per year. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer has also said that China's made some commitments on issues like the forced transfer of technology for American companies entering China, but we just don't have any details.
And this is also just phase one of a potential larger deal that we're talking about.
Right, and it does not resolve all the trade issues between the U.S. and China. It doesn't touch the tariffs already in place on hundreds of billions of dollars worth of goods, and it doesn't touch the subsidies China grants its own companies. A lot of experts say that the subsidies are seen as giving China an unfair advantage in areas like tech and artificial intelligence. President Trump says he'll go to Beijing at some point later on to start talks on a phase two.
And because there can never be just one trade story at a time, let's not forget there's a U.S.-Japan trade deal coming into effect tomorrow. So, Justin, can you talk about that?
Right. So there, keep in mind, this is about agriculture, really. Japan says it's going to lower tariffs on U.S. beef, also wine exports, same with American pork and cheese. And the U.S. is cutting tariffs on a few Japanese products, like industrial tools and machine turbines. Worth noting that this deal does not involve cars, which is a big part of U.S.-Japan trade.
So to the other side of the world, let's move to U.S. trade with Europe. What's happening there?
The EU has a new trade commissioner who's set to come to Washington sometime in January. The big issue there is the steel and aluminum tariffs the U.S. imposed on Europe in 2018. But let's not forget about tariffs on alcohol. The U.S. put a 25% tax on European wine and spirits this year and is considering a 100% tax on French goods like champagne. So, you know, enjoy that toast tonight.
All right. It's been quite a year in trade. Lots of turmoil, ups and downs. Has it been worth it for the economy?
Well, this is, you know, a wide range of takes on that one. But the Fed came out with a study this month on the impact of tariffs on the manufacturing sector. And it said, yeah, you know, those have protected domestic industries, but those same industries saw big job losses and rising input costs and retaliatory tariffs. The Fed says those negative effects far outweigh any protection we get from tariffs. And also, we reported yesterday that the trade deficit did drop last month, but a lot of that drop came from imports falling, which could indicate that consumers are spending less. And if that weakness continues into 2020, it's safe to say we're going to be hearing a whole lot more about trade going forward.
Marketplace's Justin Ho. Thanks.
You're welcome.